The biggest part, the most significant part of the President's address to the nation on Monday night appears to have been the beach closures. There were other things, increased enforcement of level one restrictions and the curfew coming in at 10 o'clock now. Restaurants have to close at 10, curfew kicks in at 11. I'm sorry, I've been in the Okavango, there's no Wi-Fi there, I'm a little out of touch. And some of these decisions, it's quite hard to identify any kind of internal logic. Why are KwaZulu-Natal beaches only closed on certain days, whereas Nelson Mandela and Garden Route beaches are closed until the new year, and other beaches where there are beaches along our coastline, you can only access between 9 in the morning and 6 in the evening. It's really hard to understand the logic. Even more difficult is to get anybody from the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, which is in charge of the regulations, developing them and so on, to get anybody on the radio to explain why the decisions that have been taken have been taken. That is as close to impossible as anything gets. But as my understanding is that if you're on a beach in Cape Town at the moment, you are breaking a COVID regulation. Richard Bosman is the Executive Director for Safety and Security for the City of Cape Town. Richard, good morning.
John, good morning. Thank you for having me.
That's the city's understanding as well, that if you're on a beach now, you're breaking a regulation.
That is correct, John. In terms of the regulation as set up, these were the ones published on Tuesday the 15th. It says that in the Western Cape, the Northern Cape and Western Cape provinces, all beaches that are open to the public shall be opened between 9 and 6. So operating hours or opening hours of a beach would be between 9 and 6, correct? Yes.
Have you been given any explanation as to why that decision has been taken? Because it's kind of counterintuitive. Beaches are most likely to have fewer people before 9 o'clock and after 6 o'clock, particularly in a place like Cape Town where the sun sets at close to 9 o'clock.
Correct, John. I mean, people have got habits in Cape Town. Early morning walks on beaches for most people, they tend to find it most appropriate to miss the crowds and in the evenings. So, yes, no, we haven't been given, as you know, this was announced on Tuesday, and the regulations were promulgated the very next day. So what we are doing is I've got staff out and about. Staff are engaging with the public, making them aware that there are these operating times. There's very few people on the beaches at the moment. In fact, Minister Kelly is out visiting our beaches. He was at Strand earlier, and my staff have just informed me he's between Macassar and the Muizenberg area at the moment, going to visit the beaches. So there are very few beaches open at the moment. People on the beaches, and where there are people, my staff are engaging them on the content of the regulations and just indicating we need to be reasonable about this, and please, these are the regulations. The threat is that if we don't comply, that the beaches could be closed completely, John. That is the one concern.
Okay, because I mean, your staff have more important things to do, Richard, than engage with beachgoers who are on an basically empty beach at 7:30 in the morning. But as you say, the risk if people ignore the regulations is that there will be a total closure of the beaches.
Yes, the regulations are quite specific on that, indicating that if people don't comply, then the chances are that the beaches will be closed. That would obviously have to be promulgated again. But that's sort of the subtle threat that's there at the moment. Yes. And you're right, we've had to change shifts also because now staff are going to have to come in early in the morning to check on early morning beachgoers, as well as in the evenings. Our lifeguards only operate between the hours of 10 and 6, which is our normal hours over the festive season, but that's when we expect the bulk of the crowd. So, yes, it's led to a change in operations. And since this morning, we are starting with more vigorous engagement with the public. I mean, this is something that could end up in very ugly confrontations. And the approach we've taken is let's be reasonable about this. These are the regs. If we don't comply, we might have the beaches closed completely. So we either decide, you know.
What sort of feedback, Richard, have you had from your staff on the beaches about?
Some of the staff this morning at Fisher, one of the guys communicated with me earlier and says, no, there's a very few people on the beach. It's quite windswept. And they've been engaging with people, and people have generally been very cooperative. We haven't had any confrontation. People are frustrated, but there's not been any confrontations with any of the staff. And a lot of that's going to do with the approach we take, John.
Okay, but what What powers do you have under these regulations for somebody who is uncooperative, who says to your office, go to hell, I'm walking my dog on the beach and I'm not going to not do that? Do you have powers of arrest in a situation like this, the power to issue a fine?
Johnny, in a case like this, you'd want to issue a fine. Arrest would obviously be in extreme situations, and that would be people refuse to cooperate completely, persons refuse to provide their name and addresses. That's when one could issue, one would effect an arrest. But in the first case, you'd want to warn people and ask them to leave the beach. In the event that that doesn't happen, you then go on to issuing a fine. And then further to that, if the people refuse to give a name and address or they're uncooperative, they could be arrested. But that would be an absolute last resort.
And I understand that yesterday afternoon on the radio, they were discussing what is a beach, and I don't know if they had a clear answer to that, but Diane has asked this question again. Can you go on a catwalk at Fishhook Beach, for example? So is a beach the sand, or is a beach, does it include a concrete walkway fringing a beach?
Yeah. Our interpretation is that it wouldn't include the catwalks at Musenberg or Fishhook. Normally the bylaw interpretation or the new regulations that come interprets the beach as the area that you would habitually use for purposes of bathing. So that would include the sand area. So where people walk on Jaggers Walk and the Musenberg catwalk, that's not a bathing area. That's more an exercise area. And we will interpret it that way with our staff.
But if you're swimming in Granger Bay at 7 a.m., you are under the regulations, breaking those regulations, because... the sea is considered part of the beach.
Correct, and in that area, I mean, Granger Bay is quite a popular area, and you're right, there are people who just don't go paddle skiing, but they actually love swimming from that section because they prefer that being in that part. So again, John, we will adopt a reasonable approach with our staff. We'll engage people as best as possible and also request as much voluntary cooperation as we can to ensure that the beaches stay open. It'll be even more difficult if the beaches were closed completely and you have to then enforce that unboxing there on New Year's Day. So we want to try and manage this as best as possible. And we're asking all the members of the public just to cooperate with us as best as they can, please.
Richard Bosman, the Executive Director for Safety and Security, thank you very much indeed.